Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Shermin and Krista.
Hi, everyone. This is Shermin. Glad to be here with you, Wendy.
And this is Krista. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
Yes, and today we have the great pleasure of having Donna Kramer as a guest on our show, all the way from Winnipeg, Canada. Donna is a life coach and speaker who specializes in women looking for breakthrough in their lives. As a coach, Donna doesn't see a client as broken and in need and fixing. Instead, she provides a place of safety in which clients can explore all of who they are, their untapped resources. She helps them to pinpoint what is holding them back and how, with baby steps, they can move forward to embrace life and discover their true purpose.
Donna's past careers included hairstylist, working at cosmetics and fragrance companies, and being a certified fitness trainer. She later decided that she would rather focus on people's inside and not their outside. Over the years, she had spoken with so many women, and they all wanted more from their lives, but didn't know how to attain it. So 6 years ago, she decided to leave the fitness industry, and she went back to school to become a life coach.
Since then, Donna has been meeting with many women and speaking at women's conferences and retreats as an encourager and a motivator. She loves her current job because she gets to see people succeed and be fulfilled in their lives. The title of our show today is, Are You Happy in Your Life? So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Donna. We are very excited to have you on our show today.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Great, Donna. It's a pleasure to have you on our show. So let's jump right in. We have a lot of questions for you today. Wendy, I think you have the first question.
I do, yes. So, Donna, can you tell us in your words, what is true happiness?
Oh, that's a big question. And I think a lot of people ask it. I think, I think what we've done is we've taken the word happiness and we've kind of Disneyfied it. So we've made, you know, if things don't go happily ever after, we feel like somehow our life isn't right. But I think we have to remember that happiness for one person is very different from another. Like, for example, I know one person that loves to travel. And then I've recently met someone that hates to travel. They love staying home. So I think, you can't say what true happiness is. I think what you need to focus on is what makes you happy, not on what the media tells us makes us happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true, because so many people have different desires, and one thing would be happy, would make them happy, when somebody else would totally not make them happy. So
yeah,
I understand
exactly that
for sure. Yeah. Do you think that has to do with personalities or their upbringing, or it's just a combination of of things, probably, right?
Yeah, I think a combination, but I think it's definitely character. I think it's important to get to know who you really are and what you like, because I think a lot of people feel like they should like certain things. I had one woman who's like, you know, I should like bubble baths with candles and wine, but I hate taking baths. And so it's like, why do you think you should like that? It's because it's what we've shown is the thing, right? You watch a movie and it's like, oh, I'm just going to take a night off and relax in the tub with candles and wine. But if you don't like that, then you feel somehow there's something wrong with you, which, of course, is not the case at all.
Interesting, yeah. Shamin, you have the next question.
Yeah, I agree with what you guys were saying about happiness. It's like there isn't one definition for happiness. And when we ascribe to that idea, a lot of times there's these shoulds that show up. Well, I should be happy because I have this or that. That makes a lot of sense. So what about values? You know, can you talk to that a little bit, Donna? Why is it important that, you know, we live out our own values?
Well, I think that definitely goes to being happy in your life. First of all, I'll tell people what values are in case someone's not sure about what they are. Values are not necessarily morals or beliefs. They're more like kind of an inner tuning fork. So you might, let's say in your life, you really want a lot of money. Money itself wouldn't be the value, but you might be looking for advancement in one area of your life, or you might be looking for security. So the security would be the value. That's what would be important to you. And I think it's important if people aren't living their values, there's a disjointedness in their lives. I think, you know, that a value, I think inside you just get a sense of rightness, but again, it's a sense of rightness for you. It might not be for others. But for you, just inside, it just feels right. Then I think then you are living maybe not all your values, but definitely some of them.
Do you find that in your clientele, the people that you deal with, a lot of people are not in touch with their personal values?
I do, actually. I meet a lot of people that are just, they're having a hard time walking out their lives and they can't seem to get a hold of it. And I actually met someone who, she hated what she did. She absolutely hated it. She'd get up every day dreading going to work. And what she was dealing with, something at work, it went against her integrity. And so she was really pushing herself to go against her values every single day. And she wondered why she hated it, why she was so tired. She's like, I should be happy. I'm getting a good paycheck. What's my problem? But when she started to seek her inner self, she was just like, you know what? This goes against who I am and what I really want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people do need help literally identifying their own values without the distraction of, you know, all of the shoulds that we often walk around with. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, Krista.
Yes. So, Donna, for those people who have difficulty identifying their own values, where do they start? Where do you start?
I think I love the word baby steps. I don't know if you guys remember the movie What About Bob with Bill Murray. Anyway, it's a brilliant movie. If you haven't seen it, you have to because it's great. And in there, his counselor talks about baby steps, and that becomes something so big in his life. So then he baby steps to all kinds of things, which is, I love that phrase. And so I think when you're feeling a little overwhelmed and it's like, my life's not working, but I don't even know where to start, I think you have to remember to start small. And I would say pick one value and work on that. And I'll give you an exercise in a minute, but I think that you pick one value and start to incorporate that into your life. You know, for example, let's say you pick integrity. Let's say you realize that integrity is really important to you. I mean, integrity in what, right? It could be integrity dealing with people. Is it integrity in your job or raising your children? For each person, it's going to look different. I think you have to remember that you don't need to find all your values in one day and start to, you know, run in them. You can start this small.
Yeah, I guess baby steps are important for just about any project, right? For anything that we endeavor to do, it's always the best way to start, the small baby steps. That's a very good point. So, Wendy, do you have another question?
I do. So there could be people that don't really realize what their values are. They might know a few, but how do they discover more of them and, you know, figure out what their values are?
Well, I have a great exercise that I use with my clients, and it's very simple, but it can be very impacting. I often recommend that if you're going to do this exercise, do it with a friend, because I find that often our friends or a family member, they often see our values much more clearly than we do. What I would recommend is take an impacting experience in your life, and a lot of us can remember, and it can be either good or like either positive or negative. It doesn't have to only be a good one. And then either tell someone the story or write the story down. And I'll give you an example of what one that I did with a friend was I wrote one experience out, and it was my first time at the Atlantic Ocean. And I had been to the Pacific several times, and for some reason I really wanted to see the Atlantic Ocean. And so I got a chance to hit the East Coast, and it was the first time I saw the ocean, and it was quite cold. I think it was fall. And yet I had to roll up my pants and go in, even though it was, like, so cold that it was cramping my legs. But there was something about it that just drew me. And when I thought about that, I thought, why did I have the need to walk into the ocean? And I think, and so I started to write down things, and words came up like nature and experiencing bigness. I just felt like there was something in me that just wanted to be a part of something huge. And yet a part of me felt so small in it. And yet I found it so nurturing. And so I was writing all these things down, and afterward just realizing that for me, not only is nature really important, but also just being a part of something big. And those were two of my values. It's just I love to be a part of something big that's going on around me, and I love nature. And so I have to remember, for me, if I don't get outside often enough, I start to feel a bit stifled or a bit tired almost. And it's like, when's the last time I've been outside?
So for our listeners, if they would like to do this exercise, would they just, like, in their daily activities, they sit down and just write just where their surroundings, just write about their surroundings or what they're thinking about? How do they get to the, as far as what to write about when they're going through their daily life?
I would get them to take an impacting experience, something that's impacted them in a big way. It could be a baby born or a wedding. It could be their wedding or another wedding. You know, just sometimes, you know, or even just, you know, standing in a park and just listening to the leaves blowing or something that you remember that was really impacting to you. You don't always even need to know why it was impacting, but the fact that you remember it means that it was impacting for you, which means that there's one or more of your values kind of floating around in there.
That's interesting. Okay, yeah, and then you can just sort of discover it as you're writing about the experience or the memory. That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. Okay, Sherman has the next question.
Yeah, that's an awesome exercise. I like that very much, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, let's say you've done that, and, you know, you're picking up something Now, the next step is, how do you know if you're actually living your values, if you're on the right path, especially if you've been kind of very in touch more with shoulds than with yourself, and this exercise reveals some new values for you. How do you know that you're actually living them day to day?
That's a great question. I think, like you guys, I mean, I'm in touch with a lot of different people, and I find when you meet someone whose life seems to be working, I think they've managed to get in touch with more of their values. And other people who I've met, when they're just not fulfilled, or you kind of feel like you're swimming upstream all the time, I think that's a good time to stop and say, you know, my life seems really hard all the time, or disjointed. And I mean, we all go through hard times in our lives, that we have hard seasons. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our day-to-day life. How fulfilled are we in it? And, what, you know, if you feel like you're always having a difficult time with life in general, I think my question would be, are you living your values?
Yeah, very good question. So it's kind of getting more in touch with yourself, being aware of where you're actually uncomfortable, and going more into that and paying attention to that rather than running away from that, I would think.
Definitely. And I think people need to be even exposed to this idea, because I think a lot of people, and again, I've met a lot of people, it seems, I think maybe because of where the world is going and the things that have happened, people are so fearful and so negative, and it's almost like people have kind of laid their own lives down, thinking, I guess this is just life, it's just drudgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've almost just kind of given up, and I think, boy, if you pick up and start living your values, you will start to see life in such a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, people accept that things are, that they're not happy, thinking that there's nothing they can do about that. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, Chris,
that really reminds me of my husband, actually. He works for the government, and he's not happy in it because people don't appreciate all the work he does and take him for granted. So I wonder how you can fix something like that when you're in a job situation, and do you talk to the people that aren't appreciating him? Or it's kind of interesting in that kind of a situation when it's your job, and I guess you can look for another job. That could be one way to fix it. I'm just wondering how to do it within the actual environment of the people. Go up to and say, you're not appreciating me, or something. I'm not sure
how. Kind of the constraints of your environment kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you definitely can do that. It's great to be assertive and to ask for what you want, but I think if you're not able to get what you want, then there are ways to look for it in other ways. Because I know a person in a similar situation, and this person just started doing things outside of work that they really enjoy doing, and that has brought them satisfaction, so that they're able to go into the workplace every day and say, okay, I'm not getting what I want here, but I'm still getting it in my life.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean you have to quit your job, because there are ways to find it elsewhere.
Okay, so like an outlet that would be fulfilling enough to just go to work and do your job, and then come home and be around people who do appreciate you, kind of thing.
Absolutely, and find something that you're really great at and that you're recognized for. I mean, we all need encouragement and praise in our lives. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's great. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. So, Krista, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, sometimes your values will just not be compatible with your work environment, with the people in your work environment. And unless you want to quit, I think finding satisfaction and your values outside of your work, I think, is a great suggestion, Donna. So in terms of, we have a few more minutes, in terms of exercise, I know you mentioned already writing down, you know, some of your experiences where you feel that you're really, certain experience will make you happy and documenting that. Are there any other suggestions that you might have in terms of exercise for people, how they can discover their values?
Yeah, I think that this is one of the simplest ways is to write down that experience, but I really would encourage someone to do it with a friend or a spouse or something and get them to help you pick out your words, because so often it's so interesting because we rarely see our own values. And yet I think if you sat down with three people who knew you, they could pick your values out in a minute. And so I think that's a great point.
You hit it right on the head here. I think other people can see your values probably much better than you can, just from observing you on a daily basis. Yeah, that's a very good point.
And you know, when they do this exercise of writing an impacting experience, pick out words that stand out to you. And then just ask yourself, why? Why does that stand out to me? What was really great about that experience for me personally? And, you know, just pick out words and play with it. Some words might mean nothing to you, and other words might really grab you. You know, it doesn't have to be a difficult thing. And I would just say is just pick one to start and ask yourself, am I living this value? You might be living it, you know, part way. You might be living it all the way, which is great, too, because you're just discovering, wow, this thing in my life is really working for me, and I'm already doing this. So it can also be an encouraging exercise.
Right. That's true. That's very true. Okay, so Wendy, I think you have the next question.
Oh, well, we would like actually hear what you have to offer, and if you have anything a way to get in touch with you for anyone who resonated with what you were talking about or any programs coming up, we'd love to hear any of those things.
You can hit my website at donnacramer.ca, and all my information's on there if you want to contact me through my website. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. Type in Donna Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, and you'll find me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think my biggest encouragement, if I would say anything at all, is don't settle. Because there are big things out there for you. You don't need to settle.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Don't settle. There's always some way to become happy if you're not, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, this reminds me of when Krista and Shermin and I met each other in our coaching course. One of the topics was values, and this conversation really reminded me of it. And what we had to do was we got in little groups, and each person would describe the happiest moment they've ever had and then also the saddest moment they've ever had, and just explain it and describe it in so many different details. And then the other people listening would be writing down what they think that person's values are. And I just thought of that from us talking today. So that was a great way to discover values as well. So,
yeah, very good.
That's great. All right. So I guess, Shermin, do you have the next question?
Well, guess what? I'm sorry to say, Donna, we're almost out of time. Thank you so much for being our guest on the show today. This is really just awesome, and we hope you could come back again soon and kind of continue this conversation with us. Would you be willing to do that?
I would, absolutely, and thank you to all of you ladies. This has just been a privilege and a pleasure for me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. This has been really, really great. You've shared some really just very helpful ideas. So I'm so glad we get to, you know, share that with others. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/limitradio or visit us at our website at www.skiesthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you, and where you can also register for your own Sky's the Limit Radio Inspiration Kit containing 3 exciting gifts. Make sure you don't miss that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Stay tuned each week to your Inspiration Station. For now, we are Wendy, Krista, and Sherman signing off. Until next week, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye,
goodbye,
Donna.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Donna. Thank you.
Bye, ladies. Thank you.